chilling the world. I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm always chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Oh, yes. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey, y'all. When I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.
I hear you breathing, but your heart no longer sounds strong. But you're kind of scared of dying, so you hold on. And you keep on blacking out. Your pulse is slow. Stop trying to fight the reaper. Just relax and let it go. Because there's no way you can fight it, though you'll still try. And you can try it till you fight it, but you'll still die. Your spirit leaves your body and your mind clears. The rigor mortis starts to set that you find it. You start your journey in the outer space. You see yourself in the light, but you're still feeling out of place. So you're standing in the tunnel of eternal life. And you've seen the one you've never learned to love in life. Make a choice. Let it go. Back it up. If you ain't at peace with God, you need to patch it up. But if you're ready, close your eyes and we can set it free. And here lies a man not scared to die. May he rest in peace. And still got to wonder why. I ain't never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
Thank the Most High for all that He do for us, and we want to thank Jesus Christ also for all He do for us always. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all they do for us, man. We got to realize that. We got to thank Him, and 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 try to get on point, man. You know, I want to thank all my listeners, and if I could, I would shake all y'all hands and give y'all a hug for all y'all listeners. Ones that been riding with me for a long time, I appreciate y'all, man. I really do. The ones that been riding with me for this long, I appreciate y'all. You know, may the Most High continue blessing y'all. May the Most High continue y'all, keeping evil away from y'all, that it may not grieve y'all. And may the Most High increase your average. Keep your aura. May the Most High continue increasing your aura. Well, the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. We know that, right? And we finds out. We finds out. There's a whole lot of stuff going on in this world. And I want y'all to still hear these narratives of what they talking about Ukraine and Russia, because this little spark about Ukraine and Russia, this little spark, and United States is pushing this, it's gonna come to be an increased mess. This situation been going on for long, the unnecessary. United States is really trying to fight Russia and trying to use other people to go with it. I know most of y'all don't want to hear this too early in the morning, too late at night, but you got to get something. You get up early one morning, don't feel like going to job, going to work, but you do. You got to hear this, man. You ought to have the same mindset like that. I want y'all to be aware because I care about you, man. I care about your well-being. I care about your family. Fade, you don't even know me to care about me. Fade, you don't. There you go, Grump Grump. There you go. I ain't got to know nobody to put out my blessings of peace and put out my best blessings of, you know, love and caring. You know, that's the spirit of it, right? And we got to understand what's going on with the world, man. We got to really sit back and kick back. And I know some of y'all be working all the time and don't get this current event. And this is what I'm doing for y'all as well. You know what I'm saying? The ones working, kicking it, going to school, kicking it and all that, don't have time to get on. And that's why I say, pop on Fade. You know, hey, you're in the tub, put on Fade. You taking a tub bath. You on the commode, put on Fade. You gonna be there for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You cooking, put on Fade. Put off all that hip hop and all that unnecessary noise that you getting around the TV land. You need to cut off all them TV and just come and listen to the vibe over here. I got enough information to overload y'all. I got over 200 shows made, over 5,000 content or more. So I'm rolling, trying to get y'all analyzed and realize what's going on. And the thing is, it's not all about me. Like I said, all about me talking. I get my little talks in and squeeze them in, or do my long, small talk with y'all on my feelings and what I see and analyzing. But sometimes I just want you to hear the people, man, what they saying, how they feeling, what's going on. And sometimes I'll pick a boo in there and say, hey, check this out, I want y'all to. But most of the time, if I'm going small talk, I'm going to hit with you with a small talk. And the ones that like the small talk, I put small talk. And you know, that's just me small talking. But right now, I want us to understand what's going on in this world. Because I don't want y'all to be thinking that Fade think he know everything. That Fade, he always think he know everything. He think he get on my nerve. Now, Fade's IQ was at once a 77. Now it's higher than that. Higher than above average and average. And I want y'all to be on the same level that I am. If y'all feel like y'all not on the same level as trying to get it and trying to catch up, come on. The ones that got it, y'all go ahead. These are the ones that trying to catch up, man, and catch up and get it. You got a good teacher right here, man. You got a good teacher right here going to show you. And you go do your own research and go figure it out. Knowledge is key. And now I gave you a key. Now you go open that door. I spark the interest that you want to check out. Then you go do what you do. Everybody got an itch to scratch. Everybody got an itch to scratch. I know some of y'all like to hear me say, girl, what's wrong with you? But hey, I do that too. But now, I want to be able to show y'all what's going on in Russia and see what's going on in the other state and how slowly America is pushing this war off. And then we're looking at this big picture as a movie, fam. Don't forget, we ain't watching this as a movie, but we are in the movie. Right. America must fall, right, for us to get next. That's all I'm waiting on for the Most High say we got that. Boy, if I'm all in on this, y'all. I'm so much all in it. You know, it just, I'm all in. I ain't got nothing else to lose. You know what I'm saying? I'm all in. I ain't got nothing else to lose. And they can't do nothing unless the Most High allows them. And they do it, okay. I know it's time for the Hangman. So it's all good. Because people don't realize the power of the Most High. There you go, stretch your faith. I thought you was going to show, talk about Ukraine. I thought you were going to talk about Ukraine and you talking about some other stuff. Got my ears all ready for Ukraine and you talking all this other stuff. You could talk about that in small talk. You said you going to do that on small talk. So I ain't want to hear no small talk. I want to listen to Ukraine. All right, Grump, Grump. You right, Grump, Grump. Here we go. Let's analyze.
Tonight, a warning shot, Putin putting the U.S. on notice not to send troops to help Ukraine. He says Russia is ready to use nukes, and he's boasting that his arsenal has an edge on America's. It comes as a new U.S. intelligence assessment finds that Russia's struggles on the battlefield could make Putin more likely to follow through. Fred Pleichen begins our coverage tonight out front.
Moscow's troops claiming they're on the offensive, releasing this video purporting to show Russian cluster munitions destroying three Ukrainian combat choppers, even though CNN cannot independently verify the authenticity of the video. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in an interview with Kremlin-controlled media, directly warning the U.S. don't send troops to help Ukraine, even though the Biden administration has never even come close to saying they'd do that. We know what American combat troops on Russian territory are. They are interventionists, he said. That is how we will treat it, even if they appear on Ukrainian territory. And Putin even taking his threats nuclear, saying Russia would have the edge over the U.S. in a war using atomic weapons on land, in the air using strategic bombers, and at sea with Moscow's powerful fleet of nuclear-armed subs. From a technical point of view, of course, we're ready for nuclear war, he said. The missiles are constantly combat ready. Secondly, and this is accepted by everybody, our nuclear triad is more modern than any other triad. Actually, only us and the Americans have a triad. Struggling on the battlefield, Ukraine says it has hit Russian oil refineries, including this one just over 100 miles outside Moscow, with long-distance drones. Putin calling this attempted interference in the upcoming Russian presidential election. He's set to win by a landslide. The main goal is to, if not disrupt the presidential elections in Russia, he said, then at least to somehow interfere in the normal process of expressing the will of citizens.
Two simultaneous attacks inside Russia by fighters supporting Ukraine. And this evening here, the body camera video showing those fighters storming over the border. And Russia responding with a deadly missile attack in President Zelensky's hometown. And President Biden's announcement tonight that some U.S. help is now on the way, while Congress continues to largely stand in the way of aiding Ukraine. Here's James Longman.
Tonight, two simultaneous attacks inside Russia. Pro-Ukrainian militia launching a major incursion as the Ukrainian military fired a wave of drones. Two of the biggest strikes yet inside Russia. Body camera video shows those pro-Ukrainian fighters storming across the border. Russia claims it repelled the attack, killing more than 200 fighters, though it's still not clear if the situation is under control. As that barrage of Ukrainian drones hit multiple locations, setting this oil refinery ablaze. It's the biggest challenge to Vladimir Putin on Russian soil since last year's failed Wagner coup, and comes just days before Russia's presidential election. The Kremlin responding in kind, a Russian missile slamming into a residential building south of Kyiv, killing at least three people and injuring dozens more. And tonight, with Republicans in Congress blocking more aid to Ukraine, the White House announcing a new $300 million security package.
Putin will keep going.
President Biden today saying those supplies will only last a couple weeks, urging Congress to send Ukraine the help it needs.
We must act before it literally is too late.
And tonight, David, the White House says that extra Ukraine money comes from Pentagon savings.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered heightened readiness for war, That's according to state media on Thursday. State TV released these images they say show Kim a day earlier inspecting troops at a major military base. The broadcast said they were training under conditions simulating actual war. Kim was also quoted as saying the military must, quote, dynamically usher in a new heyday of intensifying the war preparations in line with the requirements of the prevailing situation. Kim's tour of the base, the location of which was not identified, comes after the start of annual combined military drills by U.S. and South Korean forces on Monday in the South, with twice the number of troops taking part compared to last year. Pyongyang urged the allies to stop their drills, calling them rehearsals for war. Seoul and Washington say the exercises are defensive and a response to the North's threats. North Korean state media did not mention whether Kim explicitly referred to the joint U.S.-South Korean drills in his remarks Wednesday at the military base.
Putin has made his darkest and most specific threats yet about using nuclear weapons against the West.
They must ultimately understand that we also have weapons, and they know about it. Just as I said, we also have weapons that can hit targets on their territory. All of this really threatens conflict with the use of nuclear weapons, and therefore the destruction of civilization. Don't they understand this?
Out front now, the retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, the former commanding general of the U.S. Army Europe. And General, it is wonderful to be with you in person. I know, obviously, usually you are joining us from Germany. So Putin has threatened to use nukes more openly than he ever has in his speech that he just gave, warning of the destruction of civilization. Those were his exact words. How serious is this to you?
Well, of course you have to take him serious because he doesn't care about how many innocent people might be killed. But I think this is a continuation of his style of using threats, bluster, because
you hear how he's so much talking about innocent people be killed, but he ain't, so his heart ain't even going out to the Pakistan. You know what I'm saying? So what happened to Israel killing that?
He sees how we overreact every time. There's no upside for Russia if they use a nuclear weapon. Zero. Our president has told them that there will be catastrophic consequences for Russia if they use a nuclear weapon. So really, for the Kremlin, their nuclear weapons are most effective when they don't actually use them, because we deter ourselves, we overreact.
So the Financial Times, Max Seddon had this great report earlier this week. He had obtained intelligence documents showing the Russian threshold for using nuclear weapons, and it was much lower than anybody thought. In fact, making the Navy more effective was actually a justification for using a nuclear weapon of some sort. Stopping aggression was a definition, which of course could be defined any way one wants to define it. Are you surprised that the threshold, at least, you know, in their written documents of what they say, is that low?
Well, that is lower than what I had always believed, but you have to be skeptical whenever you have a Russian document. You know, What's the purpose of this document? How did we get this? And again, I think this is part of an effort by the Kremlin to make us be wary. And it works.
To halt Ukraine aid more.
Yeah, it works, because even the administration, which has done so much, and the German government, the top two contributors are not willing to say, we want Ukraine to win. Our objective is for Ukraine to defeat Russia. And I think this is tied to their concern.
Understand this, right? When you tell a person you love them, you should love them how you would love the Most High. And how do you love the Most High? John chapter 14 and verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. So right there, the Most High is telling you that love is an action word. It ain't got nothing to do with emotions. You can't call God on the phone and say, hey God, I love you. He ain't trying to hear that. He said, if you love me, show me you love me. and keep my commandments. Two homosexuals can be together and say they love each other. What type of love y'all talking about? Because in the Bible, it says two men can't be together like that. Two women can't be together like that. So what type of love is that when they say they love each other? They only care about each other. You can't mix the word love with caring about a person. Love is an action word. So if anybody's telling you they love you, but it's not showing no action, it's a lie. And the truth is not in it.
Western officials now have solid evidence that the Russian military has transferred several units of tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus. Okay, so that means that they are right on the border with Poland and Lithuania and Latvia. This is really concerning. Also, that means that they're right on the border with Ukraine. So Russia can now use tactical nuclear weapons on all those countries, the Baltics, Poland, Ukraine, Moldova, and even Romania. They're all within range of these nuclear weapons. And most likely, these are probably the Iskander missiles that have the nuclear warhead attached. The Iskander missiles are basically like an updated version of the Scud missiles. They're a short-range ballistic missile, and they are nuclear capable. So this is very, very concerning. Now, we do know that last year, Russia gave Belarus some nuclear weapons, but I think those were mostly air-launched nuclear weapons that can be launched from fighter jets, and the Belarusian military was trained on how to use those nuclear weapons with their fighter jets. So this is very, very concerning. Also, Emmanuel Macron had his big interview today on French TV, prime time in France, and he talked about the situation in Ukraine, some very strong words he said in that interview. I want to update you on that. We also have some breaking news that French military regiments are said to be on their way to Romania now, and they're going to be deploying into Odessa after they get to Romania. Among these regiments is the 2nd Foreign Infantry Regiment. Okay, so France is apparently deploying their forces into Romania now so they could be deployed to Odessa. And I reported earlier today that Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, said in an event at the Elysee Palace on February 21st that he should send some guys to Odessa, Washington State. But what's most interesting is this P-8 Poseidon sub-hunter off the coast of Chincoteague in Virginia. Okay, this is the Assateague Island area of Virginia and Maryland. Okay, and there has been some reports that there's a Russian sub or several Russian subs operating in this area over the last few days. Last night, there was an RQ-4 Global Hawk patrolling this area, and now we have this P-8 Poseidon sub hunter looping in the same area. So this is extremely concerning, guys. Okay, this is not something that is very common. Okay, we haven't seen Russian subs patrolling our coasts like this in a while. So very, very concerning news. We also have a lot of activity near Taiwan today. Here we have a U.S. reconnaissance plane patrolling the Taiwan Strait. Look at this, guys. You see this blue line here? That's the flight path of a U.S. RC-135 rivet joint going along the southern part of the Taiwan Strait. Okay, so the U.S. is monitoring Taiwan very, very closely. And here we have a massive amount of U.S. Army reconnaissance planes patrolling near the DMZ in Korea. Okay, you can see one right here going back and forth near the border with North Korea, the western part of Korea here. And then you see some other ones over here. Okay, so this is extremely concerning to see all this reconnaissance activity in South Korea. Okay, this is the wild card. Putin and Xi Jinping could tell Kim Jong-un that he has to attack South Korea at some point to open up another front. He called for a surge in the face of an existential threat, saying that Russia would not stop in Ukraine. A Russian victory in Ukraine would reduce Europe's credibility to zero and would mean that we have no security. We will do whatever it takes to achieve our goal. All options are possible, including sending troops to Ukraine. Wow, guys, that is exactly what he said tonight. Okay, we will do whatever it takes to achieve our goal. All options are possible, including sending troops to Ukraine. There will be no lasting peace without sovereignty and a return to Ukraine's internationally recognized borders, including Crimea. So he's saying there will be no peace in Europe until Crimea is returned to Ukraine. To decide to be weak today already means to suffer defeat. That's what he said. I'll say that again. To decide to be weak today already means to suffer defeat. Wow, guys, very strong words here from Macron. Today, to have peace in Ukraine, we must not be weak. If the situation should deteriorate, we would be ready to make sure that Russia never wins that war. Let me say that again. He said, if the situation should deteriorate, we would be ready to make sure that Russia never wins that war. Okay, so what he's saying is that if the Ukrainian front lines collapse because they've run out of equipment, like they're running out of equipment now, if the Ukrainian lines collapse and Russia pushes towards the capital or pushes towards Odessa, he's saying that they would be ready to make sure that Russia doesn't do that. And basically that means sending French troops in there, okay? Those who say let's not support Ukraine do not make the choice of peace, they make the choice of defeat. Our nuclear capacity provides security to France, so he's saying that they have a nuclear deterrent, so he's not concerned about France getting blown up by Russian nukes because France has their own nukes, and France actually does have a very impressive nuclear arsenal. They have four Triumphant class ballistic missile submarines with the M51 ballistic missiles, and each one of those missiles can launch several warheads, and I think each Triumphant class submarine can carry like 16 or 18 of those missiles. So just in those four submarines that they have, they can launch hundreds and hundreds of warheads at Russia. And then they also have long-range cruise missiles that they can fire from fighter jets and various aircraft. Russia cannot and should not win this war. Russia has become a power that wants to expand, and it's clear that it will not stop there. If we abandon Ukraine, if we let Ukraine lose the war, Russia will surely threaten Moldova, Romania, and Poland. Wow, guys, that is just absolutely crazy. Very, very strong words. And I want to read to you what he posted here on Twitter this evening. He wrote, in response to somebody's question, he wrote, "Very clearly, we are not at war with Russia. France is a force for peace, which is not and will never be in escalation. What I said is that vis-a-vis our allies and our European partners, vis-a-vis history too, we have a responsibility that of being a strong and ready France to adapt to the choices that Russia would make. This is why it is necessary not to immediately set limits for ourselves in the face of an enemy who does not set any limits. Wanting peace does not mean choosing defeat or letting Ukraine down. I don't want that." Very strong words there, guys. Western officials.
Hey fam, what's up? This is Fades. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Phase 380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, Phase 380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
I'm about to get on their ass this time. I'm about to get on their rump. The police could kill a man on camera and get qualified immunity. And I'm tired of beefing with my own kind. I'm trying to find some unity. Tired of the foolery. The system abusing me. I gotta ride with the tool of me. This shit ain't cool to me. But I'd be damned if I let you niggas make a fool of me. So I keep tooling me. I done came a long way from the block with breakdowns. Finally opened my eyes when I had my daughter. Got tired of them shakedowns. The way I survived the game is still painting my heart. I got a lot to say now. And I'ma show my whole ass on these motherfuckers. I ain't about to play around. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? Cause they telling niggas what to say now. When guilty ass don't wanna hear the truth, try to act offended, shit pitiful. If I was you, I'd be miserable. This war we fighting is spiritual. In other words, I'm doing God's work when I turn thoughts into artwork. My words fly like darts work, specifically designed to hit the target. They don't even wanna teach history the way it's meant to be because the shit is heartless. I might not change the world, but it's a chance I can spark the brand that's gonna get it started. Many die for me to walk like this, for me to talk like this. Rest in peace to Marcus. Got my eyes behind the scope, and I ain't taking none but headshots. I got great aim, but my 4-5 still came with a red dot. I got in this game, and I put this bitch in a headlock.
Chapter 21, verse 26.
Good.
Men's heart failing them for fear.
Yeah, you gotta flee out of your own homeland because it's damn chaos over there. You don't know what's gonna happen. Right, good.
And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth.
They're looking at what's coming on the earth, right? They're looking at the uprising and the different stuff that's coming on the earth. Good.
For the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
The Lord said the powers of heaven shall be shaken, meaning the governments and the kingdoms. They're going to be shaken. God. Right, come on.
Verse 27. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud.
Right, what was that? I think one of them Asian countries, they tried to assassinate the president.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think it was, I forget where it was at. They tried to come arrest for the president and shoot him up. Right, because what? The people, they're not giving a damn about governments no more, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got these migrants here fighting the police.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't care about, like, there's no respect for authority.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like in Haiti, they saying that dude barbecue. The reason why there was a coup because he's trying to fight for the people.
Right.
But the media want to demonize him.
Right.
Right? They want to demonize him because what happened with Haiti, most likely, with Haiti, they put up puppet leaders.
Right.
That's why even Wyclef, he tried to,
right.
The man tried to run for president.
Right.
Right, because they said they need somebody in there that's not controlled by
they
the CIA.
They told Wyclef, sit your ass down.
Because Wyclef, man, if you don't go somewhere, someone call 911.
Yeah. Call Lauryn Hill and Prize
and
put out another record.
You better tell someone to call 911.
Right, call 911.
Right, then they had Sweet Mickey up there.
Right.
Some diaper-wearing president.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga running around in a diaper. You know what I'm saying? So you have, they tell you in the, when you read about the CIA, they tell you the CIA been controlling Haiti.
Right.
And they set up puppet leaders.
and the puppet leaders, just like the we just came out of Judas Maccabees,
right?
And Nicanor's day. What happened during the time of the Maccabees? You had sellout Israelites that wanted to be privy to the Romans,
right?
And the Greeks. It's the same thing today,
right?
During the time of Yahushua, you had the Sanhedrin.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're privy to the enemy's government and doing their bid as opposed to looking out for the people.
Right.
Right?
Bring they, out. They letting, this is my theory on it. The American military can go. Look how powerful the American military is. If they want to go to Haiti and squash all that within 48 hours, they could do that.
Right.
They letting barbecue rock to give them a reason to say, okay, see how crazy it is?
Right.
Now we're going to see how crazy. They're killing everybody. Now we're going to reestablish order to this place
so they don't look bad. Right.
So they letting barbecue get his barbecue on and knock this guy out so they can say, okay, see how crazy it is?
It's Esau's
main number one trick. I have the poison, and now I'm the cure.
Right.
You see how crazy it is in Haiti. Y'all want it to be better, right? It's madness over there.
Right.
All right, we coming to help. You call us, right? You want us? Okay, we here now. And now they're going to establish forts and all that, and they can mine all that, all those elements and stuff they have in Haiti to mine it out. So you know just from using your logic, they could take this dude barbecue out. The CIA could send a drone and barbecue would be there, and his ass would be barbecued. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think he's good though. I think his intentions are good. His intentions are good. He's like a Levi, the tribe of Levi. They have that in their nature. That's why Toussaint and all the people that rose up went against the thing and system. But we in a different crafty time now. So when Esau like, you just gonna let that happen? Because he's walking the streets like nothing. How come they ain't kill him yet? A drone can kill this man. He's out. It's not like he's Bin Laden, so-called Bin Laden. Like he's in some deep cave somewhere.
Right,
this
right,
nigga be walking the streets. Right. You can kill him immediately.
Right,
but they letting it rock. So they let the poison happen, and then we come to the vaccine. We let the COVID happen,
right,
and we the vaccine now, and we're going to do it. That's my little theory on what's going on over there.
See, what is two theories with barbecue. Either he could be a plant.
Right, right.
To cause the uprising.
Right.
So they can move it, or he could be legit.
Right, right.
Like you said, really wanting to fight for the people.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you never know with Esau.
Right.
Because they so, you know, the CIA, they play both sides of the fence.
Right.
They'll put a good bad guy in there.
Right, right.
Like, a good bad guy.
Right.
Then they'll put a bad, bad guy in there.
Right, right.
So you never know.
Right.
They're known for doing that. But I think he might, from what I know, I'm going to research a little bit more. But from what I can see so far, he might be legit.
Right.
He might be fighting for the people, but they just gonna let it fester.
Right.
Because remember, they always invade and hate.
Right.
And then they brought out that Biden, they want that mineral that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Iridium.
Iridium.
Yeah, yeah. I think I pronounced it right.
Yeah, iridium.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. They want that. They want that.
That's more
like
valuable than gold.
Just like Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, they want the resources.
Right.
America and the Illuminati, they want the mineral resources.
Right.
You know, and Rothschild just dropped dead.
Right.
So they probably fighting amongst the power structure.
Yep.
Now, I want that damn iridium over
there. Right.
Rothschild is dead. He can't call. Nobody here to call the shots.
Right.
But, you know, they got somebody behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it's a prophecy, though. It's the uprising. When you was in Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, go back to Luke 21. Start at 25 again for the time. We went into that. Read that. Yeah, so they wanna get the minerals over there, man.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? They wanna get the minerals and they want another excuse to invade Haiti.
Right.
Right, go ahead, read, King. 21:25. Cause they know, remember before, man, they said the Marines was shoving rifles in the vaginas of the Haitian women.
Right, right.
They were raping them and shoving M16s in their vaginas.
Right, right.
So now they got a lot of humanitarian complaints about America.
Mm-hmm.
So now they need an excuse.
Right.
Let it just get buck wild over there.
Right.
And we'll just come in. Same thing here in America.
Right.
They're going to start doing that with all the
They're going to start doing that with the different cities in America.
Right.
They're just going to let it get so bad, let the people complain, and they're going to bring in martial law.
That's what Giuliani was for.
That's what Giuliani, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at Philly, for example. They just been shooting, like,
right.
The children just stand at the bus stop, and somebody just randomly shooting at the children at the bus stop.
Right.
No beef or nothing.
Right.
They just
nigga, just wow. Yeah.
Just wow, you know what I'm saying? Look at St. Louis. They killing motherfuckers in broad daylight downtown St. Louis by the damn government building.
Right.
The damn government building is right here. Somebody getting shot in the head at the corner in broad daylight.
Memphis is like that, too.
Forget it. Memphis,
yeah, Memphis is bleak.
So they going, Memphis is bleak, right?
Right.
They going to let these cities get real, real bad.
Yeah.
Hell, New York.
New York, yeah.
New York is a bunch of damn fiends everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody ran, they did our camp spot?
Right.
Somebody rammed their car down the sidewalk.
Wow.
They
yeah,
did that
yeah.
again the other day.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The NYPD was chasing somebody, and they took their car and rammed into a bunch of people.
Wow.
Jake got into a shootout in the Bronx in broad daylight.
Right.
So that they just gonna let the cities get real wild.
Right.
And then say, hey, y'all complained about the crime, bring in martial law.
Right.
Right, read what you got, King. Which is a good thing, because these niggas need to be tamed.
Right.
Right, that's a good
niggas
thing.
Niggas is out of control.
That's going to turn up prophecy.
Right.
Like, bring in the concentration camps, the martial law, get the Obama guillotines, get all that good stuff out here.
Right.
Read, King.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25.
Good.
And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distrust. Of nature.
Like I said, you're supposed to have that comment on, I think it's April 8th.
Right.
That's our new year.
Right.
All right. April 7th, bro. April 7th at sundown. But then the new year, you know, the 8th, that day is still part of the day. Right. Come on.
With perplexity.
With a lot of confusion. Right. Good.
The sea and the waves roaring.
The nations in an uproar. Come on.
Verse 26. Men's heart failing. Them for fear.
Men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. Go ahead.
And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth.
The Lord said, and they're looking at the things which are happening on the earth. So their heart is in fear. They're like, let's get the hell out of Haiti. Whatever's going on, we out of here. They eat motherfuckers over here. Right.
Right.
For the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
And the powers of heaven, the governments that are in charge of the world, they're shaking, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold that. Give me Malachi 2:1. Now, we got to remember, that's the curse on Levi, too.
Right.
Because Levi were the priests, man. You know, Levi, they're the priests, and because they went off, the Lord said, I'm going to deal with y'all harsher.
Right.
Because even y'all name lawyer in the ancient Paleo Hebrew means joined to me.
Right.
So that's the Most High's punishing Levi.
You
Malachi 2 and
you
1.
You can see that directly. The Most High make it obvious. He'll have an earthquake hit the island, but only hit Levi and not hit Simeon.
Right.
And they're on the same island.
And they're on the same
That's
island.
Like you being in an apartment with somebody, a two-bedroom apartment, and the whole apartment got on fire, and then your bedroom was fine, and the next two bedroom burnt up.
I mean,
that's
like
direct judgment, man.
It's like direct judgment, man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It hurts when the Most High do you like that.
Right, right.
It hurts. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, he got a target on you.
Like Jadakiss said it, when you die with your eyes open, you deserved it.
Right, right.
It's like that. That song, New York, New York.
Right.
He said, they say when you die with your eyes open. When the Most High do you like that, it's like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? Read, what did I do?
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 1.
Good.
And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you.
Good.
If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart.
Right, the priests, see, the Levites were the priests.
Right.
Even though later on the Most High said he's going to make us a nation of kings and priests.
Right.
But the Levites were the priests. God.
Reading on, to give glory unto my name.
God.
Saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you.
The Lord said, I will send a curse upon you. So Levi got to live out that curse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? God, read on.
And I will curse,
just like Judah. Judah, the Most High said, I set y'all up to be the head.
Right.
But y'all don't want to run a damn thing. Y'all simple. Y'all following after the government. thinking you're going to be in league with Esau, so the Lord cursed Judah so hard.
Right.
Every tribe, well, the whole nation, but it's kind of like every tribe got what the Most High said he was going to do to them.
Right.
So Levi, you were supposed to be the priest. You were supposed to be the ceremonial part of the nation. And what happened? You went out here and you went off into black magic,
right.
So-called black magic, witchcraft.
Voodoo.
Voodoo!
Voodoo! I will finish you!
Like, rest in with power, Beloit.
Right.
Levi, I turn you into a banana that can talk.
Making bananas talk, man.
Yo, Colonel Watt was like, that's not true. Yo, that we had a new moon in Beloit house. Beloit's like, yo, I'm not lying. I'm telling you. The man said, I'll turn you into a banana that could talk.
That's a demon,
right?
Too.
Read.
Serpent in a rainbow.
Reading on. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart,
good.
To give glory unto my name,
come on.
Saith the Lord of hosts,
good.
I will even send a curse upon you.
So the Lord said he was going to send a curse upon Levi, good.
And I will curse your blessings.
What did Lord say?
I will curse your blessings.
Meaning you was the priest, and you was to do the righteous ceremonies of the Most High.
Right.
Now it turned you into voodoo.
Right.
Remember, and Levi also is heavily into Catholicism.
Right.
They heavy into that Catholic church.
That's how that magic is bastardized, because voodoo, right. the Haitian version of voodoo, they mix it with Catholicism.
Right, right.
They exactly. Use all type of saints.
Yeah,
and
right,
stuff.
Exactly. When they have voodoo fests, they right. Mix it in with the Catholic Church.
Right.
Remember when an earthquake happened in Haiti, they said the week before that they had a big voodoo fest
right.
With the Catholic Church.
Right.
And the Most High brought judgment a week later.
Yeah.
Right? Read what you got, King.
Reading on.
And they have that's why New Orleans is so cursed.
Right.
Because they have a voodoo fest down in New Orleans.
Right.
That's another place. Them niggas just killing each other like it's going out of style.
Right.
By another city that's just cursed, man.
Most High just be whooping them. Like, right, I gotta whoop him again.
Right, you gotta whoop him again, read.
Yeah.
Yea, I have cursed them already.
Go ahead.
Because ye do not lay it to heart.
Go ahead, what did the Lord say?
Ye do not lay it to heart.
The Lord said, I have cursed them already. Levi is cursed because what? You was the priest at one time. Now the Lord turned you over to voodoo, man. The Lord got you eating dirt cookies and accusations of cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't give a damn how hungry I am, man. I ain't eating no human body. I just have to starve, man. That's why fasting is good, because damn it, it'll train your body not to eat. Because I'm not eating no goddamn no damn arm.
Hell
you know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn how hungry I am.
Hell
I'm just going to have to die from starvation.
Right?
See, y'all. Now we see the whole rim of why Haiti getting what they get. The Most High is so wonderful. You know, I was wondering and I was trying to find more information on Haiti and this and that. And then all of a sudden, the brother come up and he explained it by the scripture. That's how, why Haiti in the mess is what they are. Because Haiti used to be the priest. They used to be the priest, the Levites. And when we came into captivity, when the Most High put us into a curse, you see that the Most High said they went into voodoo and all these other stuff. So the Most High said he will double Haiti's situation. Now you looking at Haiti's now and you see their situation. They got all this good stuff going out and seeing what's going on in Haiti. Haiti. Now, the thing is, now Haiti, y'all got to go back into the Most High. Y'all got to go back and to the true religion, the true faith. This King James Version Bible, yep. Doing them 316 law, statutes, and commandments that the Most High requires to do. You see, y'all, you see your world in the utmost. And you don't even understand why you were next door to another country and all the earthquake and everything hit y'all and y'all doing voodoo fest. Y'all doing voodoo fest. Y'all doing voodoo fest. And you wonder why y'all in a hellhole y'all in.
Should we have pity for y'all, Haiti? Should we have sympathy for y'all, Haiti? Because according to the Most High, y'all went way left and y'all had a great responsibility. So what is your mindset now, Haiti, since you know your curses have came from the Most High and why you are cursed? Mm-hmm. Now the onion is getting peeled real strong, and the scent and the aroma is coming in the face real thick, and the eyes are watering because the truth is out. The truth is out. See, the thing is, y'all got colonialism out of y'all life. Then colonialism come back and thicker and wicker than it is as it was at once. But y'all going out there doing voodoo. Y'all going out here all that stuff. And the Most High is up here beating y'all like y'all done stole something. And y'all still hard-headed. My Haitian brothers, my Haitian sisters, y'all better put away all that folly. Y'all better put all that situation that y'all been doing down and get back in the spot that the Most High put you in. Because if you're not tired of getting whooped that bad, then keep doing your wickedness.
I studied the Bible, so I know it well. Yeah, can't let nobody make myself a sell. Can't even lie, yeah, I still struggle, but I know myself. I fear God, I told him I don't wanna go to hell. Pray for the sermon, I'll be asking what's the gift in me. Must be this music, cause the world think I'm so sick with it. I switch my style, some people love it, some trying to get with it. I think what matters most is I'm living out what's God written. I make mistakes, but I embrace them, I'm still human. I escape from that place that made me feel ruined. So every day I still chase what I think I'm losing. And pray to God in the end that I don't look stupid. Why do I feel I'm unable, double-minded, I'm unstable? Wanna put all me on the table so God can make me an angel. Was living life like Cain, cause I was jealous of Abel. God told me, look up, child, I just wanna save you. I need to hear your voice in life so I could get through this. For you, I shoot for the stars every time and I don't miss. Every time I drop a hit, I still don't feel the bliss. And deep down, I know it's only cause I'm still living in sin. You transformed my pen, they laughed at me, now I'm laughing with them. Transformed my gifts, so now I can't even rap with them. I need to use my talents cause the devil be distracting them.